This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
Yes, this was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that exceptional American that I'm talking about. Welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please get your bearings. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. You can also get a hold of me at newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com. And we can have a conversation there about that as well. And we will. We're going to be talking about grievance number 59 today. Five niner. Can you imagine that? Grievance number 59. 9 yet nada. That would be what we're talking about here. Let's hear if we can see. Listen, we're going to hear from Nancy Pelosi. Throwing some stuff at Donald Trump. We're gonna try this out. Check this out, if you will. Here we go. Is it working? No, it's not. Oh well. So much for silence is golden.
Knows better than Donald Trump, then he should not be.
Nancy Pelosi. Or Nancy, as I call her.
She's such a fascinating person. Nobody knows better than Donald Trump that he should not be president.
Putin appears to be President Trump's puppeteer.
What I'd like him to do, come to the White House, live where former presidents have lived, be inspired by the challenges, be disciplined, learn what you're supposed to learn. Take me all day to tell you what I think the president should be doing. You start, as I said on one of the shows this morning, with a good night's sleep.
The president either doesn't know what he's talking about or doesn't want to know what he's talking about.
The Oval Office is an evidence-free zone. The president doesn't believe in governance, so he doesn't care if governance doesn't take place.
One of the worst classified briefings we've received from the Trump administration. He resists science, evidence, data, truth. It's hard to pin the president down on the facts.
I take issue with a person presenting himself as a genius. Almost every school child in America knows more about the climate challenge than apparently the president of the United States.
And the president may not know this, but Hawaii is part of the United States of America.
When the president says the Mueller investigation is going on too long, just tell him not as long as your audit, Mr. President.
We have to do something other than building a wall. It happens to be like a manhood issue for the president.
I don't even know if the president wants the wall. I think he just wants a debate on the wall.
A temper tantrum by the president.
You should not have a Trump shutdown.
You have them at the White House.
Did you say Trump?
Maybe he thinks if government shut down, he can golf more comfortably. That's not how it works. He thinks maybe they could just ask their father for more money, but they can't.
It's not easy for her to talk right now.
Please don't characterize the strength that I bring to this meeting. Why doesn't he just think about it? In fact, I asked him to pray over it. Sometimes I think I respect the office he holds more than he does.
Ah, Nancy Pelosi. Now she's saying, we don't need to impeach this guy. He's not worth it. Wow. How dismissive can you get? He's not worth it. Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies. Boy, we pick them, don't we? Okay, so now she's backing away like we were talking about in the last hour. So no impeachment for you, she says. Now she's got to rein in all those little monsters that she's created from that kind of rhetoric, right? Over the past 2 years. Wrong, all of it, of course. You know what was really great? Part of that was the remember last year when we had the sit-down, after the election, and we had the sit-down with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck E. Schumer. Chuck E. Schumer. We had that one going on. And all of a sudden, boom, shazam, arguments was ensuing right there in public. I don't think that's ever been seen before. I've never seen anything like that from a presidential situation. I have never seen anything like it. So I guess the big question is, wow, is this really the way it works? And I'm telling you, it does. And, you know, she was drawn into the argument. I mean, it was wonderful. And, of course, you remember that great meeting? He had Schumer. He was in the fetal position most of the time. And Nancy was always raising her finger and blinking. And Trump was on the balls of his feet like a linebacker going at it. You know what I mean? It was an amazing meeting. And now she's backing away. I have a feeling that she's going to be Trump's best buddy pretty soon because she's going to have to ride the coattails of Donald Trump's popularity. Of course, we have a lot of other challenges ahead of us here. There's no doubt about it. We have a lot of challenges going forward. And we will rise up to those challenges. A lot of things happening in the world of economics and so on. Today, by the way, happens to be day 12 of the financial collapse of the state of California. The government of California. I don't think the economy per se is going to collapse, but I do know that what we are going to see is the government collapse. That's a fact. Those things are already in motion. And it's kind of like, when a ship starts to sink and it sinks, it makes the decision. Well, the water makes the decision running through the ship. It's gonna actually happen. So this is what we are seeing. Now, of course, our economy is kind of hurting right now. I think Boeing is down. Another one of their jetliners, as you know, crashed and killed everybody on board. It's their brand new 737 MAX 8 jet airliner that crashed. And people, what's happening right now, if you're out there listening to Agenda 21 Radio and you're in an airport and you're about to set foot on a MAX 8, a 737 MAX 8, just know that a lot of governments around the world are now grounding them until further notice. So if a plane lands in, let's say, one of the countries that's declared that, Great Britain just declared it, by the way, from what I understand, you may be in a little bit of trouble in some places. So they have to figure this whole thing out. What's going on with the MAX 8? The one that crashed in Indonesia, where was that it crashed? In Africa. The one that crashed was seen by witnesses, from what I was reading last night, seen by witnesses smoking and making large rattling noises as it was taking off before it crashed. Now, I don't know about you, but that seems to be really a big problem. Smoking. The plane is smoking. It was taking off, and it started smoking and making large... It sounds like an engine problem, doesn't it? But it crashed. They lost control, and they crashed and killed everybody on board, including a number of Americans. And it's kind of interesting. UN people going to a climate summit. That's the whole thing about climate summits, right? You have to get on airplanes and go to them. But if you're on a MAX 8, I guess this is the big thing. Should you be worried about flying on one? Apparently, you know, see, I think in the United States there's much more tolerance for people to fly on MAX 8s. And if there's a crash, then it's much more absorbable in the United States than it is if you're a small country. Think of the economic downturn to a country if one of those planes, one of the planes that they bought that has their country's name on it or origin on it, it's going to be devastating to them, the loss of that plane, especially in light of perhaps possible negligence if they were to say, yes, it's okay to fly the planes in and out of your airports. I mean, think of that. So that's why it's apparently these smaller countries or countries that are more at risk of losing everything are, in fact, grounding these planes. Anyway, we don't know what we don't know yet. Stay with us. More to come on Agenda 21 Radio so you can know what you're supposed to know. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at a21r.com, a21r.com, or newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on, of course, with New California. We'll get to that in the third hour here. I want to kind of just kind of keep on going here with the the trend is our friend business about what we're seeing in terms of, well, I guess you would say this whole Nancy Pelosi problem. No, I don't, you know, the Nancy Pelosi problem, is it over for her? I think it is. I think her problems are ahead. When I say it's over for her, I think it is. I think it's time for her now to step foot off the stage. And who is going to replace Nancy Pelosi? Oh, boy. Are we going to be left with another San Francisco treat or another part of California that could be represented in Nancy Pelosi? How about a Republican? Sure, how about one of the Republicans from the great Republican Party of California? Right? There you go. I mean, what in the heck could possibly happen there? Well, you'd have, of course, the never-Trumpers. You have to remember something. The California Republican Party, to replace Nancy Pelosi, will be never-Trumpers. So they will get the support of the so-called, quote, Democratic Party. And by the way, it's all a monoparty system, isn't it? There's no Republican form of governance in California. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. So no impeachment for you, says Nancy Pelosi. Some interesting problems for the president, though. And this is a problem. This is something that needs to be rectified. And that is that we're starting to see and hear that the president is losing support amongst ICE agents, who have been very supportive and very happy that he's president. I'm sure they're happier that he's president as opposed to Obama. I think they're a little bit more disenfranchised from the standpoint that, the problem with the ICE agents is that it's catch and release all over again. It's not changed. It's gotten worse. It's gotten worse on a grand scale. And this is where they're frustrated. And don't you understand the frustration of the ICE agents? Let's talk about caravanning. Sorry, I've got to write this down as I get my Agenda 21 coffee. The ICE agents have every reason to be upset. And, of course, they have faced so much, and now they're facing so much more, especially when it comes to places like California with sanctuary state status, and sheriffs and agencies coming under attack. Now, interesting phenomena amongst the sheriffs, and this is spreading. This is spreading, and this is good news for everybody. I know, and everybody said, well, I don't like sheriffs. They're law enforcement. I hate the police and blah, blah, blah. You know, right, get over it. Without stable sheriffs and stable counties, you lose the counties. And when you lose the counties, you lose the foundational work of our country. So why not target the sheriffs, right? We've kind of covered this territory, but this is so important right now because it does play on the ICE agent thing and why they're a little bit disenfranchised right now, upset that they're not getting the love that they deserve. Because you see, county sheriffs are under attack as well. And now the articulation point, most of the time, for ICE agents, if they're not out in the field arresting people in public, blah, 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 is the counties, the county jails. This is where some of the greatest border protection takes place, is the articulation between the federal agents and the county jails. You see, oftentimes, these illegal foreign nationals, more often than not, they break the law. Shocking! They come across the border illegally, and they break the law when they're on this side of the border. Aren't you shocked? I am. I find that absolutely, positively shocking. And you should, too. Well, you know, if you're going to break the law by coming across the border, you're going to break the laws when you're here. What's to stop you, right? See, this is why we want to have a lawful process. And this is why we want to have people come. We want people to come here. We're never against that. But do it lawfully. Because once you get somebody in the mindset, oh, I can break the laws and we can break more laws, then lawlessness starts to prevail on the whole, which is what we're seeing, wholesale lawlessness in California and other states, right? If your state is one of those states that's rolled over to sanctuary status, guess what? Lawlessness is not far behind. And that we are seeing that big time in California and other states that support sanctuary status. So you have the ICE agents going, wow, we're not feeling the love. So the key to all this, the gatekeepers are the county sheriffs. Now, one of the things that's unifying the county sheriffs right now is the Second Amendment of the Constitution. Under attack in most states, especially California, the Second Amendment has been bantered around for a long time, so much so that county sheriffs have gone, whoa, wait a minute, have we gone too far now? And they're believing that the people's rights to keep and bear arms is being infringed upon what? By their various state legislatures. And as a result, they've gone on record, 30 out of 33 county sheriffs in New Mexico, on record right now as saying, we're not supporting laws against guns any longer. Now that's big news. Big news, baby, for those Second Amendment folks in New Mexico. Other states are following suit as well. Washington State, of course. Other places in California, even. Sheriffs up there in California going, wait a minute, that's not right. We're not enforcing it. So talk about a smackdown. Now, California's got the particular problem. They got a consistent year-round 11-month legislature. They got a problem there with, you know, more and more laws coming out. By the way, the Scott Wiener law, the Scott Wiener law in California has been stopped. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Just that's the one where pedophiles, it's okay to have sex with boys 10 years younger than you. Oh, shocking. Right, that sort of thing. I'm getting these text messages. That's amazing. Anyway, so, but the county sheriffs are starting to feel their strength in numbers. And they're pushing back against state legislatures. That's really kind of the thing that's happening. The Second Amendment is being supported. And now the question is, will ICE agents be supported in the same fashion? Will county sheriffs, in their struggle to support the Second Amendment and say no, nine yet nada to various things, will they show support for ICE agents? Well, in California, that's what's happening. All these different activists, immigration activists, the cartel folks, are trying to go after counties in which ICE goes and picks up those that have detainers, where they don't catch and release them back into the, after they committed a crime, and then they turn them loose again. Because of their sanctuary status, they don't do that. Now, some sheriffs cooperate still in California and will continue to do so. And they are getting pushed around. Will the rest of the sheriffs support them against these activists? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free. Call
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com. That's 821r.com. California missed its budget projections for February. We'll be talking about that in the in the next hour. Of course they did. New budget numbers are out. We'll be talking about those. So ICE officers who endorsed President... This is from the Washington Times. Says ICE officers who endorsed President Trump in 2016 now say he has failed to follow through on his get tough promise, saying catch and release of immigrants living illegally in the United States is not only still happening, but has gone into overdrive. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers say they're being roped into such mundane tasks as opening the doors on vans to release immigrants already caught by Border Patrol agents. That's dragging the officers from their usual duties of nabbing fugitives or scouring local prisons and jails for immigrant criminals who lived illegally in the U.S. ready to be deported. The shell game is all the more ridiculous, the officer said, because Border Patrol agents could fill out paperwork and open the doors themselves, but the agency's leaders don't want to be part of the catch and release. Hundreds of man hours are wasted each day at a time of crisis on the border, the leaders of the National ICE Council say. The union that represents ICE officers said in a letter sent directly to Mr. Trump on Monday. The letter was sent just hours before the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee voted to approve Mr. Trump's pick, Ronald D. Vecilio, to be the new director of ICE. Now, isn't that interesting? Committee Chairman Ron Johnson waived a copy of the ICE Council's letter during the vote and called the accusations troubling. "We're going to get to the bottom of this," he told reporters afterwards. In the letter, the ICE Council said its president, Chris Crane, personally told Mr. Trump about the situation in a January meeting, and the council was disappointed nothing has been done. "You frequently speak publicly of the great public safety work ICE is doing under your leadership. To be direct, Mr. President, the rhetoric doesn't match reality, and we hope that this letter shows you the complete and total nonsense that is really taking place under the Trump administration on the southern border," the ICE officer said. The White House did not respond to a request for comment by the Washington Times. The letter comes as the situation at the southwestern border has grown out of control for Homeland Security. Some 160,000 migrant children and family members have been encouraged at the border, have been encountered at the border over the last 5 months, shattering previous records. Most are arrested by the Border Patrol, though 10 to 15% are encountered by Customs and Border Protection officers trying to come through a border crossing without permission. Because of the overwhelming numbers, the lack of bed space and current rulings, Homeland Security processes and quickly releases most of them with the vain hope that they'll come back for hearings, right? That's been dubbed catch and release, and Mr. Trump took office promising to stop it, end quote. Instead, the rate has increased, and it's spurred the bureaucratic sparring. Mr. Crane said Border Patrol agents have the power to fill out the release paperwork and to do the releases on their own, but they don't want to face the embarrassment, so they make ICE officers fill out the release paperwork. So you got this little squabble going on between Border Patrol agents and ICE. Homeland Security responded to the letter in a statement blaming the overwhelming numbers of border at the border and the lack of solutions from Capitol Hill. So the blaming is going on now in terms of what is the reality check. What is the reality check at the border? So the president gets all the blame. Sure, why not, right? And he can't fix it, so they say, because the courts are out of control. In other words, as you know, everybody's going to sue everybody and stop the president from having it. And then there's a vote coming up in the Senate. How are those senators going to vote? Is it going to be veto-proof? Because the president is going to veto his emergency declaration if it's not voted on. If this bill is passed and the Republicans in the Senate go along with it, right? We're already calling you fascist and socialist Republicans. Let's not make it work worse than what it is, Republicans. Because that's really, you know, really it comes down to these kind of moments. And it gives clarity going into the election cycle on who's with you and who's against you, right, for the Trump administration. And they knew that this was going to be the big deal when they had the 2018 elections. Now, going into 2020, because, you know, Trump will win re-election. He will win re-election. And people like myself and others are going to remember who those Republicans were that stabbed him in the back on the House side and also on the Senate side. It's an emergency, stupid. And the ignorance of these people, the ignorance or the deliberate design by them to try and disrupt the president here. And I'm singling out Rand Paul, who I'm a big fan of. But how stupid can Rand Paul be to be in denial that there's not a crisis down there? That's an emergency and needs to be stopped. Does the man not have a brain, really, when it comes to really protecting us? In the face of an invasion, he can't see it? What is wrong with that guy? And forever he's going to be tainted by that. Mark my words. We don't have time any longer for this kind of crap to go on in the thoughts of a senator like him. We don't. We don't have the time. We are being invaded. It's an invasion, Mr. Paul. It's an invasion.
The president, we don't want to have the president override the Congress for the $6 billion. You know, he came back in and he's just saying, well, you know, you can do this and then I'll do that and I'll declare an emergency.
You can't have that kind of stupid stuff going on because the failure of the Congress not to give him the money to protect the border to begin with is the problem. It's the failure of the Congress. It's not his failure as president. He's doing what he has to do, and he's doing what the executive branch demands that he do as the executive, which is to protect all of us in our constitutional right, Article 4, Section 4, keeping us free from invasion. That's his mandate, and you're screwing up the mandate because you're an idiot, Mr. Paul. And I like Rand Paul. I've always liked him. I've been a big fan, but now, no, it's getting down to nut time. Even Nancy Pelosi gets it. It's nut time. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion. Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry. U.S. and foreign coins. Sterling silverware. Placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors.
And for those just starting.
We have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. Those are the two most popular websites here associated with us on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so, you know, kind of this airplane crashing business is really not really a lot of fun to think about, especially if you're flying lately, and flying is a pastime of a lot of people. It really is. It really, truly is. Okay, so before we get in, we're going to be talking a lot about what's going on with a whole bunch of things happening with the gun rights and sheriffs and all this good stuff. We're going to be talking about that later this week because sheriffs do matter. I guess the theme for Agenda 21 Radio for many shows ahead, because of the increase, if you will, of the attacks towards sheriffs and this whole thing that we've run across, which, you know, we've more than highlighted in our grievances for New California, is that the sheriffs are under attack all throughout the nation. It's not just here in California. We know that. Sheriffs has stood pretty strong in California, though, against a lot of down some places in liberal areas of California, which actually they're not part of New California. Go figure. The New California sheriffs, as I can see, have really stayed pretty strong, and they understand what they need to do and be a party to, you know. In other words, support themselves as they need to. They know that they are constitutional officers, duly elected, and they have the responsibility to basically say what goes on in their county is legal or not constitutional or constitutional. That's what their job is. Now, most of them in California get that. It's the old California. Well, okay. All right. So there's old and there's new California. New Californians get it and the old ones don't. I wonder why. Because, you know, especially the L.A. County sheriff. Man, what a liberal guy he is. I mean, I would even say he's a sheriff. Okay. So what's really going on with the Brexit business? Brexit, you know. Not CalExit, but Brexit. Brexit, Theresa May. Let's see. The House of Commons will tonight vote on whether to or not to approve Theresa May's Brexit deal. Now, they're trying to make a deal with, the great Satan. No, I'm not saying that. They're trying to make a deal right now in Great Britain with the EU, so they have a better exit strategy going forward. That's what they're doing. And it's really not working for Theresa May. People aren't liking it. And in this particular article from The Sun, she says, desperate Theresa May begs the ministers to back her deal in crunch vote tonight or Brexit will be lost. Now, this is today's date, and it comes in, well, this is afternoon time coming in right now, just updated, actually, from Great Britain. It says here,
Brexiteers. Brexiteers. Brexit, the Brexiteers, those that support it, have voted to kill off the deal in tonight's Crunch Commons showdown, warning that it risked leaving Britain tied to the EU for good. So the Brexiteers have vowed to kill off the deal. Great. Last night in Strasbourg, the prime ministers worked until midnight. Huh. To make these tweaks to the Irish backstop plan intended to allow the UK to exit European control. In a last-ditch effort to stave off the Commons' humiliation, an exhausted-sounding May told the ministers today, if this vote is not passed tonight, if this deal is not passed, Brexit may be lost. We don't want Brexit lost. See, this is the autonomy business again. England wants to be autonomous from the European Union. The whole discussion's here. The whole discussion is about borders in the European Union. Members across this House should ask themselves if they want to make the perfect the enemy of the good. That's kind of an interesting statement. Make the perfect the enemy of the good. Now, think about that statement. Only the English can do English, right? This morning, the prime minister's chief legal advisors torpedoed the chances of winning over rebel ministers, warning that the risk remains unchanged of the backstop lasting indefinitely if trade talks break down. The headline European Research Group came out against the deal while Ms. May's DUP allies, her party allies, said they would also oppose it. This is not good. Northern Ireland and the rest of the United Kingdom could be trapped. This happens to deal with the Irish business that they don't want to break away. They want to remain with, guess what, European Union. So how do you stop that? That's called the backstop, as they refer to it as. So there's this hang-up with Ireland. And the Irish, come on, guys. I'm Irish, come on. Don't you be stopping this European breakup. You know, this has got to happen for the European Union, this breakup. In my opinion, it's got to happen. Autonomy is going to win the day in Europe. And you'll have independent states again. Because why? They've figured out socialism doesn't work. It's not working in Venezuela. It's not working with the EU either. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
How's that Second Amendment working out for you? We're going to check out to see what happens in California with the Second Amendment. Kind of interesting, some articles that have come out from the Washington Free Beacon about the California Second Amendment issue. And this is what I said before. I'll say it again. I'll continue to say it. There's some great creative stuff coming out of California and even other parts of the country that have had these restrictive gun laws and how they defeat it. And I know these guys are listening up there about how, and they'll probably go, wow, we got to figure out, we're going to figure out another law we're going to pass against guns in California. That's what the California state legislature is doing right now, because they can pass a law, introduce it today and pass it tomorrow and have it signed by the governor. Oh, yeah, Gavin Newsom. Where is Gavin Newsom? He's the governor who never shows up because he has issues. That's why he doesn't want to show up. He doesn't want to be out in public much. He's very, well, he's uncomfortable being in public. Don't you hate it when that, don't you hate it? He's a recluse. A reclusive personality being the governor of the great state of California, right? Do you think that provides some issues? I'm serious. I am serious. What explains a governor who gets sworn in without the public around them and doesn't want them there? They're not invited inside the tent, which is where they had a governor who has his inauguration inside a tent with no public around except for those that are specifically asked to be there and have a ticket to be there. I object. I object. I object. Except for that one guy, Ben Berkwam. He showed up. And he objected, as he should have. And we should all object to someone who doesn't want to show his face as governor, right? But that's okay. He's gonna, all those people in the state capitol, they're going to figure out all these new gun laws to throw at us because people are actually buying more guns than ever in California. And with all their laws, well, you know, like I said, Americans, what do? When our constitutional rights are being violated, we go out and buy more guns. Gee, the moral of the story is the Second Amendment. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, newcaliforniastate.com.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.